cue the music. That means it's time for Matt O'Lean for another movie review. Matt, Songs of Earth. This is a Norwegian film. It looks very breathtaking in scope here, and very much an adoration of nature and the kind of stillness that it takes to appreciate nature.
Yes, so amazingly, this movie got to Fargo. I saw it at Marcus Theaters, and it was Norway's entry into the 2023 Oscars for the International Feature Film. Each country submits a film, and they whittle it down to five. It did not make the final five, but this was Norway's entrance, and it's a documentary. And unlike the past foreign language film Oscar rules, now documentaries can compete against narrative films. So it's a documentary directed by Margaret Olin from Norway, and it's about her parents, who are Jorgen Mikloen and her mother, Maghild Mikloen, and they live in western Norway in the valley of Oldedalen. And this is an old valley with glaciers and you know, mudslides and horrible things that have happened in this valley, but it's breathtaking. You know, her father walks. He walks every day. He's 84 years old. You know, he's out there walking. So it's really a film about her parents and their relationship to nature and to this valley. And throughout the film, you're right, the cinematography is breathtaking. I mean, if this was eligible for, like, the cinematography Oscar against narrative films, I think it would have been nominated. It's just breathtaking. Sometimes you don't even know what you're looking at until the camera zooms out to show you a glacier or a pond or a horse or something like that. So it's really amazing. Very slow, very contemplative. It's really more about her father as he kind of talks about all these people in the past that maybe were killed in snow slides and avalanches and glaciers and things like that. So it's really kind of this living with nature, and you get the sense that her parents are in the middle of nowhere. Like, if something happened to them health-wise in the middle of winter, I don't know what's going to happen. That was the first thing that came to my mind is, my, you must be worried about her parents. And in the film, she, you know, interviews her parents. They talk about when they pass on and how they don't want her to be sad, the daughter. They want her to think about the good times. But yeah, it's an amazing meditation on nature, living with nature, respecting nature. Mm-hmm. And these people are really healthy. They look like they're going to make it another 10 years to me watching this movie. But it's a very slow movie. So I want people to know, if you see this, it is slow. You got to focus. It's only about 90 minutes long, but I really did like it. You know, it might be a little slow for, you know, if you want to go see a mainstream narrative movie, this is probably
not the one to see.
But if you're of Norwegian descent or even not, I think it's interesting to go look at this amazing valley in western Norway that I've never seen, you know, film of.
Yeah, it feels like it gets into the question of, you know, what does it mean to be a human as it relates to how we fit into nature rather than being sort of apart from nature.
Exactly. That is what I think it's about. And her dad is really interesting to watch and to listen to in this movie. You know, he talks about his parents and his grandfather, and his, you know, his dad was orphaned by his grandfather, I think, died when his dad was like 7, and his dad had to assume farm duties when he was like 11 or something like this. So it's, you get the sense of the hardship of life. And the director, Margaret Olin, who's, of course, as I said, the daughter of the two people she focuses on, she mixes in a lot of historical photographs of people dying in the valley. And that's very kind of hard to watch. But I like how she did that to kind of suggest, you know what, this is dangerous to live here. It's not just idyllic. You have to respect nature. You have to understand that you're trading off kind of not living in the big city. There's a trade-off. You don't want to live in the big city. You want to live with nature, but it's dangerous too, especially if you fall ill. And these glaciers that are in the valley are very ominous, Ashley, in the movie. They're kind of overlooking the valley, and you wonder, are those going to melt someday and all heck is going to break loose? They don't really get into that and climate change or anything like that in the documentary. But as I watched those glaciers in the Oldedalen Valley, which are wonderfully shot by her and her camera, or her videographer, cinematographers, I should say, you just wonder, wow, would I feel comfortable living next to a glacier that size? It's very ominous to watch.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit it could be a meditation on self-reliance, too.
Yes, it is. I think for sure. He talks about that a lot, and so does her mother. But anyway, like this movie a lot. Check it out. Check your listings. I think it is still in the Fargo area statewide. Just check your movie listings. Songs of Earth.
And the director, Margaret Olin, she directed the gluttony portion of a Norwegian film project on the Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
That leads me to our Oscar trivia. So not the gluttony scene in the movie Seven, which was directed by David Fincher, who went on to be nominated for what three films?
Social Network. Curious Case of Benjamin Button and Mank. Did he direct Mank?
Yep. Okay. All right. We've been to the movies with Madeline.